everyone. This is your health bestie, Barbara. This episode is part of a practical series focused on helping listeners make informed health-related decisions that affect your daily lives, your budgets, and long-term well-being. Today's topic was inspired by a real-life scenario. We have someone who is comparing two health plans. We'll just call them Plan 1 and Plan 2. If you'd like more details about selecting health insurance plans, I have included a free guide in the description below. It has an email link. All you have to do is subscribe to it and confirm your email, and you'll get the guide instantly. In the last episode, we emphasized why health insurance must be included in every monthly budget. Because premiums, deductibles, and medical expenses are real financial obligations that impact your cash flow, your savings, and long-term financial stability. Building that awareness sets the stage for today's conversation. In this episode, we move from budgeting basics into real-world comparison. Often, we may have multiple health insurance options during open enrollment, but we struggle to understand which plan is actually the best fit for our family, our health needs, and our wallet. In this episode, we will compare apples to apples, premiums, deductibles, out-of-pocket maximums, coinsurance. Most of these things we often guess at because we really aren't sure how they all fit into the bigger picture. So let's explore how these work together, how the costs add up across the 4 year, and how to decide which option delivers the best value based on real usage, not just assumptions. This way, you can choose a plan that fits both your health needs and your financial goals. Let's take a clear look through two options that we have on the table. We're going to compare Plan 1 and Plan 2 side by side, break down where they diverge, and start to understand what those differences actually mean for your budget and your health. Plan 1 comes with a higher monthly premium of $489 for the family, but a lower deductible of $3,000 and a maximum out-of-pocket of $12,000. Most everyday services, primary care visits, specialists, urgent care, and medications come with a predictable flat copay. For example, $40 for premium care, $60 for specialists, $75 for urgent care. The ER is $250 plus 20%. Medications follow a tiered structure that ranges from $10 for generics to $175 for non-preferred mail order medications. Plan 2, on the other hand, has a much lower monthly premium of $262 for a family, but a higher deductible of $7,000 and a maximum out-of-pocket of $14,000. Unlike Plan 1, there are no flat copays. Instead, nearly everything, primary care, specialists, urgent care, ER, and medications, is covered at 20%. These distinctions matter because the way you and your family use healthcare will determine which plan is truly more affordable. So let's break down exactly what these differences mean in everyday terms and how they may impact your total yearly costs. Understanding these structural differences is important, but the real question is how they play out in everyday life. The number of times you visit your primary care provider, how often your kids need urgent care, or whether someone in your family relies on regular medications, these patterns shape the true cost of a plan far more than the numbers on the benefits sheet and your monthly premium. Let's start with Plan 1. Under Plan 1, if you see your primary care provider, you know exactly what you'll pay, $40. The monthly premium is set and the cost of that visit never changes. If you need urgent care, it's $75. Again, it's predictable, and your medications follow a clear tiered structure. So you always know the exact amount before you have to pick them. This level of certainty can make budgeting much easier, especially for families who use healthcare frequently. That's the advantage of Plan One. Every visit, every medication, every urgent care stop comes with a predictable price tag. You can map out the monthly premium, add in the copays that you expect to use, and get a clear picture of your annual costs without any surprises. But Plan Two works very differently. Instead of set copays, everything is tied to the deductible and coinsurance. So let's shift over and take a closer look at Plan Two to understand how those costs add up and what it means for your family's budget throughout the year. Under Plan Two, if you see your primary care provider, you pay 20% of the cost of the visit. But what does that actually mean? It means you won't know the exact amount until after the appointment because the price depends on the provider, the services, and how the visit is coded. Yes, your monthly premium is much lower with Plan Two, but the trade-off is uncertainty. You don't know whether that primary care visit will be $90 or $145 or more. The same applies to urgent care, 20% of the total cost, which can vary widely from one clinic to another. And medications follow that same rule, 20%. But the final price depends on the pharmacy and the specific drug, which means you'd have to do more research to understand your real cost with Plan Two. This structure may be a great fit for families who rarely use care, but it can create unpredictability when healthcare needs are more frequent. Now that we see how each plan handles everyday care from predictable copays to percentage-based costs, the real question becomes, how do you decide which one is right for your family? The answer isn't just in the premiums or the deductibles, it's in how you actually use healthcare throughout the year. If your family sees the primary care provider once or twice a year, then Plan Two may seem appealing at first. With a lower monthly premium, it's easy to assume you'll save money, but with a family of four, even a couple of visits can add up quickly. When you're paying 20% each time, and that's before you factor in medications, which are also billed at 20% under Plan Two, you may end up with a larger cost. So while the premium is lower, the actual out-of-pocket spending throughout the year may end up higher, especially once you add in the unpredictable visits, costs, and prescription needs at 20%. So today's episode, we walk through how to evaluate two very different health insurance plans, why understanding your family's real healthcare habits matter just as much as the numbers on the page. We started by comparing Plan One, which has a higher monthly premium, but offers predictable copays for primary care, specialist urgent care, emergency room visits, and medications. This structure makes it easier to budget because you always know what you'll pay at the time of service. Then we looked at Plan Two, which offers a lower monthly premium, but applies 20% coinsurance to almost everything. While this can work well for families who use very little care, it introduces uncertainty because visit costs can vary widely. A simple primary care visit might cost more than expected, and medications follow the same percentage-based structure. From there, we explored how your family's frequency of visits, prescription needs, and overall health plans ultimately determine which plan delivers the best value. Lower premiums don't always equal lower total costs, and predictable copays aren't always the cheapest option. The goal is to help you choose a plan based on real usage so you can support both your health and your budget with confidence. As you can see, choosing the right health insurance plan isn't just about comparing numbers. It's about understanding how those numbers show up in your daily life and your budget. When you match a plan to your family's needs, everything becomes clearer and more manageable. Today, we focused on the differences between Plan One and Plan Two. This helps you make a confident, informed decision during open enrollment. Today, we focused on breaking down the real differences between Plan One and Plan Two. This helps us make a confident, informed decision during open enrollment. We began with Plan One, the higher premium option that offers predictable copays, $40 for premium care, $75 for urgent care, set prices for medications, and fixed amounts for most services. This structure makes it easier to budget because you always know what you'll pay when you walk into the office or pick up a prescription. Next, we compared that to Plan 2, which comes with a much lower monthly premium, but replaces copays with 20% coinsurance for everything. While Plan 2 may look attractive up front, the actual cost of a visit or medication varies every time, making it harder to predict your total spending. For families who rarely use care, it can still be a good fit. But for those with regular appointments or prescriptions, costs can add up quickly. We close by reviewing the key things to consider. How often your family visits primary care, whether anyone uses ongoing medications, your comfort level with unpredictable costs, and your overall budget. Matching these factors to the structure of each plan is the best way to choose the right fit for your family. Before we wrap up, I created a free guide to help you compare health insurance plans with confidence. You'll find it in the description below. Enter your email, confirm it, and the guide will be delivered to you instantly so you can start using it right away. Next week, we'll continue exploring health insurance plans and break down even more ways to understand your options and protect your budget. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Remember, every day can be a healthy day.